Joanna, the title of your book is The Single Ladies of Jacaranda Retirement Village, which I think that word single says it all, because these are women who've lost their husbands and are alone. But it seems from the first reading you've done there, they nonetheless still desire some sort of relationship in their lives, don't they?
Yes, I think single sort of speaks to the idea of maybe possibility or opportunity there. And I think that both of these women still have a lot of life left to live. Peggy perhaps doesn't realise it. She sees her world as sort of shrinking, and she really needs her friend Angie to come and open up her eyes to, shall we say, ageing disgracefully.
And do the ladies in this village age disgracefully? Because we always find that a lot more fun, don't we?
Well, yes. Look, I'm a little bit worried I'm going to be responsible for a whole generation of women misbehaving. But I think there's this idea that women are supposed to age gracefully and in other words, sort of stay young and attractive for as long as possible and then conveniently disappear. So the idea of disgraceful, I'm not encouraging them to do immoral things, but to, you know, realise their womanhood and their sensuality and their sense of fun. And all that doesn't end when we reach a certain age.
And so now I'm wondering, did you write this out of a desire to explore your own anxieties, perhaps, about ageing?
Yes, look, the advice to writers is always to write what you know, but I think it's far more the case that we write what we don't know. You know, perhaps there's an idea that's in front of us, you know, and I spend a lot of my working week working in aged care facilities and retirement villages. And suppose, in a way, it was my desire to explore what was ahead of my own life and to explore an alternative narrative, really, about the commonly held stereotypes and myths and misconceptions about ageing.